ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षूरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Welcome to Sound Bhakti, because by sound one comes to perfect bhakti. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about the common cause that the Srimad Bhagavatam promotes from its very outset. In the beginning verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadyasa Yatonvayad. This begins by offering obeisances to the supreme, all-pervading personality of Godhead, who's within every atom, who's aware of everything simultaneously, and who's the supreme controller. And then there's a definition of the supreme, Janmadyasayataha, that from whom everything else emanates. And this is the important point for the common cause, to understand our common origin. Where do we all come from? Where does all energy come from? How is it connected properly? How are we connected properly? We and all the things that we have around us are properly connected through our source, through offering everything to our divine source. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, again and again, Krishna encourages us to give our energy to Him, give our thoughts to Him, and in a preliminary way, He says, Yat karoshi arashnashi as juhoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kanteya tat kurushva manarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, whatever austerities you perform, do them for me. Because this actually brings satisfaction to the self. Why? Because we are part of the Supreme, because we emanate from the Supreme. And therefore by offering all our energy back to the Supreme, we reconnect. And this is called yoga. So Bhagavatam is the cure for all the ills in society, because it teaches this principle. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 5:18, Vidya vinaya sampane brahmane gami hastani shuni chaiva shopake cha pandita samadarshinaha. In this verse, Krishna gives the definition of education, vidya. It means that one should be samadarshinaha. He should see our relationship. We should see our relationship with the Supreme and everyone else's relationship with the Supreme, and therefore know that we're all interconnected. So this, he says, is real knowledge. Someone who has this vision, which comes from Srimad Bhagavatam, is an actual pundit, a learned person. Later in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna tells Brahma in 2.9.34, Ratirtam yat pratyeta na pratyeta chatmani tadvidyadatmano mayam yatapaso yatatamaha. And that is, anything you see in this world, including yourself or anything around you, any other living being that is not connected to the Supreme Lord, which is not possible because we all are, but if you see it that way, pratyeta, if it appears that they're not connected, that's maya, that's illusion. And therein lies the problem in human society, being disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therein lies the problem for any individual, and that is being disconnected from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in the Vedic Shastras, which are interconnected and which tell us the same information again and again to bring us back to our relationship with Krishna, there is this statement from Sri Upanishad: Yastu sarvani bhutani atman ivan upashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatuna vijugupsate. And that is that one should see the interconnectedness of all living beings. And in fact, the word anupashyati is used in this verse, which means that one should systematically do that by studying books like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and systematically bringing one's awareness to this fact that everything emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is relevant because in human society, we are more interconnected than ever before because of technology, because of the way we can transport ourselves from one country to the next. So people are looking for a unifying cause, but only by perfect knowledge, which is beyond the bodily conception of life, can one actually have this perfect vision. And that comes from Srimad Bhagavatam. And even in the opening line, it declares this perfect platform of knowledge, janmadyasayataha. Srimad Bhagavatam is the panacea, the ultimate cure for all ills. And not only that, it brings pious credits to anyone who hears it, anyone who chants it, anyone who keeps it within their home. So please go on reading Srimad Bhagavatam, offering respects to Srimad Bhagavatam, and sharing it with others. Thank you for joining us for Sound Bhakti. Hare Krishna.